Anonymous from Switzerland asks, how does one make tshuva for machshava ra, bad thoughts? Is it all possible, and what are some practical tips to keep them from coming back? It really depends on the bad thoughts. Bad thoughts that are themselves prohibited, as bad thoughts of idolatry or apikursis, where the thought itself is prohibited, or bad thoughts of znus, giliarais, immorality, where the bad thought itself is prohibited, there you do tshuva like everything else. You regret doing it, and you resolve not to do it again, and you confess the sin between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's tshuva. Where the bad thought itself is not prohibited, you just contemplate doing something wrong, but it never really comes to fruition, and you never make the attempt to do it. You fantasize about eating something treif or something like that. There is no prohibition at all, and one does not have to do tshuva for that. But since thinking about those kinds of things can lead one to do the prohibition, one should try not to think about these kinds of things. And the main way of keeping these kinds of thoughts out of your head is to fill your head with positive kinds of thoughts, and to keep yourself busy with Torah and mitzvahs and the positive thoughts, and that doesn't leave room for all these negative thoughts to enter your head.